snuggly dog is wearing a cone.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Marty with the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm well.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. And then have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit?
Well, I've gone through it all. I was expecting a call from someone.
Okay.
Apparently they couldn't get in contact with me, but I haven't received a call. But my name is Takiya Harris.
Okay, here, let me go ahead and put that in real quick. Sorry about how are you today?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. I know, right? It's a crapshoot if people are doing okay. I know a lot of people are sick right now because of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the weather. Okay, so then, and how do you spell your first name?
S-E-K-E-A.
Okay, S-U-K-E-A?
No, S-E. S-E-K-E-A.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Okay. And have you signed any papers with an attorney yet?
No.
No, okay. Well, I could get you all signed up. You know, the attorneys that we work with, they have a great reputation there, and I think they can help you out really well. My job as an intake specialist is just to, you know, answer some simple questions or ask some simple questions here. So if you have a few minutes, we can see if you're eligible to participate in the Hair Relaxer Lawsuit.
Okay.
Okay. So then you said, no, you have not found an attorney to help you file a claim, right?
Yes. No,
okay. Okay, great. That's how you answer the next question, though, which is, are you willing to affirm under penalty you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
Perfect. You can answer that one. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, I do affirm that I have it. Okay.
Yes. Oh, man, that's... You're doing a good job. Thank you. Thank you. I know. They're kind of difficult there with the double negatives, right?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers in the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. And then what type, if you don't mind me asking?
Ovarian cancer.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. You know, I hope they're treating you for that, and it's effective there.
Mm-hmm.
And then so then I can assume you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
February 2024.
Okay. And then if you're unsure of when in February, you know, we can just guess the closest day there. If not, we can just go with the first.
18th.
Okay. Okay, so February 18th, 2024. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the diagnosing doctor?
Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine. I had a cough for like the last literally month and a half. I'm just getting over it, so you're fine.
Dr. Molly Bascom, OBGYN.
Okay. Molly, M-O-L-L-Y?
M-O-L-L-I.
Oh, okay. M-O-L-L-I. Nice. Okay. And then did you say Bascom? How do you spell that?
Bascom. B as in boy. A-S-C-O-M.
Oh, Bascom. Okay, thank you. Sorry, you know what? And I'll probably have you spell a lot of things because a lot of things sound so similar on the phone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Molly Bascom, I think I found her from... Give me one moment. Okay. OBGYN. Okay, do you know the address of where she practices or where you saw her?
Chester County Hospital.
Chester Kelly Hospital?
County, C-O-N, Union. C-O-U-N. Sorry.
I got you. I got you there. Chester County. Perfect. In Pennsylvania, right? No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, Chester County. Do you remember her telephone number?
No.
Okay. It's okay. I could look it up for you. I think I found her anyway. Okay. There's not a lot of Mollies with an I, and then Bascom is not a very a common name, and I found her in Pennsylvania, so it seems to all add up. Okay. Mm. Let me see. So 800-789-7366. Okay. Let me see if I could find one that's a little more personal there. Let's see. I'm going to look a lot of stuff up, so if I'm a little slow, just, you know, pardon me. Let's see. Okay, there we go. So I found her at 856-553-5437. Does that sound close? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or let's see. Oh, you know what? I think I found a better one. Is it 215? Is that an area code around there that you recognize?
215 is the area code I recognize,
yeah. Yeah, because I found 215-316-5151. Does that sound better?
Yeah. It's,
that's
her
one under Google.
Yeah, I know a lot of 215 numbers, though. I hope I'm not, like,
Yeah, that's her Google one. Well,
yeah.
Okay, we should probably just go with that one, and since her main one on Google, right? Okay. I know your guess is as good as mine since you don't have it in front of you, but I think that we've made a good educated guess on that one, so that's good. We got Molly, M-O-L-L-I-B-A-S-C-O-M, Chester County Hospital, and then her number 215-316-5151, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, thank you. And then, okay. And then you were diagnosed in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Okay. and that was very recently. Oh boy. Oh, that's tough. Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
5 to 6 times.
Oh, boy. Okay. And then, let's see something real quick. Sorry, I'm going to look up something real quick. So the hospital address for Chester County Hospital is 701 East Marshall Street in Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Pardon me. And then, okay, and then obviously you are a resident of the United States, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/8/1989.
5/8/1989, okay. And then do you have any other friends or family or loved ones that also use hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, look out for them just, you know, in case they, you know, you don't want them to get the same issues. So always let them be aware of that. If they ever are, you know, you're more than welcome to send them our way as well. But, yeah, always be careful there. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then what state did you first start use, or which state did you use the hair relaxer?
Which state?
Yeah.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And then when did you start using the hair relaxer?
May 2009.
Okay. Should we go with around May 1st, 2009? Is that the best, to your knowledge, best estimate there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, okay, yeah, if you think of a better day, you can tell me, but that should be a good estimate. Okay, and then when did you stop using the hair relaxer, to the best of your knowledge there?
February 2024 this year.
Sorry, what was that again?
February 2024.
Okay, we'll say around February 1st, 2024.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right before your diagnosis, I'm guessing.
Right before my, yep.
Oh, boy. Okay, and then, so this is, this one doesn't have as many options because earlier you said 5 to 6 times a year is how often you use it, but this one mm-hmm. only gives us these options, so just bear with me. It says, how often did you apply these products, weekly, monthly, 4 times per year, less than 4 times per year, unsure. So we would probably go with the closest option would be around 4 times a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that one's a little bit
limited,
but don't worry. I made sure to put the note 5 to 6 times so that we represented you fairly, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then how many consecutive years did you use the hair relaxer products?
Approximately 15.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say from 2009 to 2024, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so 15. And then did you receive your hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Salon.
Okay. Do you have salon receipts? Oh, actually, you know what? We don't have to. Do you have salon receipts for the visit? It's okay if you don't.
No.
Okay, that's okay. And then what brand name products have you used?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. A lot of people I talk use that one. Okay. So far, to the best of my knowledge, it looks like, everything seems to be meeting the criteria to participate so far. Okay. It looks strong. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen to, this is a little bit weirdly worded, okay? So I'm mm-hmm. going to ask you to kind of to lock in on this one. So I'm going to try to make it a little easier, okay? So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 complete year? Does it make sense?
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna ask it again, okay?
So
So after you use the product for 1 complete year, right? Let's say 2009, mm-hmm. right? So
okay.
So you use the product in 2009 for 1 complete year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so after that, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after that first complete year?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's worded kind of funky, so I just wanted to make sure I was clear in asking it. No, thank you. You answered mm-hmm. that well. Thank you. Okay, and then so we're going to go ahead and look at medical treatment, okay? So mm-hmm. what type of treatment did you receive for your ovarian cancer?
Chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy surgery, and pain medication.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope you're doing a little bit better now. I'm sorry you had to go through all that.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And then when were you treated? To the best of your knowledge, it just asks treatment date, so you could just do your best on that one after you were diagnosed there.
Yeah. February of this year, 2024.
Okay,
so 4 or 5 days after my diagnosis.
Okay, so you were diagnosed on the 18th, so it'd be around mm-hmm. the 23rd-ish, right? About, let's say, mm-hmm. the 23rd? Okay.
Yeah.
thank goodness they started treating you right away. Okay. And then do you know the treating doctor's name?
Yeah. Excuse me. It was Dr. William Lugenball, the oncologist.
Okay, Dr. William, I got that part. Now, the last name you're going to have to help me with.
L-U-G-I-N-B as in boy, U-H-L.
Okay, came right up. Thank you so much. Dr. William E. Lugenbull. Okay. Yeah, Penn Medicine Physician. So that it adds up. It adds up. Okay. Do you know his address off the top of your head, or would you like me to look that up for you?
Can you look that up?
Yeah. Do you remember what hospital it was, by the way?
It was all at Chester County.
Oh, that was at the same hospital, Chester County?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that would be at 701 East Marshall Street in Westchester, Pennsylvania, 1380, okay?
Okay.
No, that's okay. Okay. And then would you like me to look up his phone number, too?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. Okay, I have. Well. There we go. Okay, I have him at 215-316-5151. Does that sound like it's...
That sounds familiar.
Okay, good. Okay. If not, I'm sure they can call the Westchester Hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chester County.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Chester County Hospital. Okay, where are we? Okay. There we go. Okay, sorry about that. Now, will you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then I'll just go ahead and make sure I have your first name spelled right. It's S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, K as in Kilo, E as in Echo, A as in Alpha.
Yes.
Okay. How do you say that? Sakia?
Sakia.
Sakia. All right, perfect. And what's your last name, Sakia?
Harris.
Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then what is your social so we could look up your medical records there? If not, just if you're uncomfortable with that, just give the last four and then the attorneys, you could give it directly to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's the last four then?
6665.
You say 3365?
6665.
Oh, 6665. I don't know why I heard that. I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. And then they'll ask you that when you have your first conversation with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the best email address for you?
IAM. First and last name, Sakia Harris. at gmail.com.
Okay. Make sure I got that right. So I like that email. All right. I as in India, A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, and then your first name, SekeaHarris at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and then this telephone number, I believe, that we're on, it's a mobile number, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's 267-423-4843, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then will you just go ahead and confirm your address for me?
425 Fayette Street, Cashahockin, PA, 19428.
Okay. I'm gonna read that back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got 425 Fayette Street, Fayette Street, Consahawken, Consahawken, Pennsylvania, 19428.
Yes. Oh, unit 664.
Unit. Will you say that again?
Unit 664.
664. Thank you so much. Pardon me, sorry. Okay, 425 Fayette Street, Unit 664, Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, 19428. Okay. Conshohocken it. That stops me up when I'm reading it. Sorry. All right. And then, now, do you have a copy of your medical records, or could you get a copy if needed?
No, my doctor has them. I'm out of town right now.
Oh, that's fine. Well, that's fine. Your doctor has them. They exist, though, and they could be got if needed, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. And then if you were, like, when you come back, you know, if they were to need them, which isn't always the case, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both? What do you prefer?
I don't know. I guess either or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fine. We'll just say either, which is same as both. Okay. And then, so we request emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case or your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. So this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that that you could list?
No, don't.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. I just have to make sure I ask. Okay. And so that's everything. I'm going to just run through everything. One second. Oh, sorry. And it looks like the criteria is well met. So, yeah, I would definitely feel strongly about that. Okay, so then I'm going to start from the very top in the beginning. I just told you, hey, this is Marty on a recorded line. And then I asked if you'd like to meet the criteria or see if you meet the criteria to participate. You said yes. Did you find an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? You said no. Are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed any documents? You said yes. And then you said... you know, after I asked, did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years? You said yes. And then what type of cancer you were diagnosed with after using the hair relaxer? You said ovarian. And all that's correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The date of your diagnosis was February 18th, 2024. You're diagnosed by Molly Bascom, M-O-L-L-I-B-A-S-C-O-M, and she was over at 701 East Marshall Street in Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380. Phone number, 215-316-5151. All of that is correct to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry if I read it fast, so you can tell me to slow down if I need to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now it says, did you use hair relaxer brand of any brand for more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? You said yes. On average, you used it 5 to 6 times per year prior to the diagnosis. The facility you were diagnosed with cancer was in a Chester County Hospital. And all of that is correct so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is May 8th, 1989. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. And then, you know, you do have friends that used hair relaxer. You know, if anything happens with them, you know, you're always more than welcome to refer them over here. Hopefully not, though. Hopefully, you know, they remain healthy. And then you used hair relaxer mainly in Pennsylvania or solely in Pennsylvania. And then when you started using hair relaxer was May 1st, 2009. And then you stopped using it around February 1st, 2024. All that's correct so far to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then used it about four times a year. This one, it limits our options of what we can fill in. So we'll go ahead and put that. It's the closest. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer? You said 15. You used it. You received treatment for the hair relaxer treatment in a salon. Used Dark and Lovely. And then the cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you regularly use the product for 1 complete year. So all that's correct so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the type of treatment you received was chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, and pain medication. Your treatment date was around February 23rd, 2024, by William Lujanbull at 701 East Marshall Street in Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380. And then phone number was 215-316-5151. All that's correct to the best of your knowledge, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then gender, female. Now I'm going to spell your name. I just want to make sure that I, you know, double check and have it right. S-E-K-E-A, and then Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. The last four of your social is 6665. All of that's right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then email is I-A-M-S-E-K, S-E-K, I'm so sorry. Let me do this again. I-A-M-S-E-K-E-A-H-A-R-R-I-S @gmail.com, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, 267-423-4843 is your telephone number. It's a mobile number. Your full address is 425 Fayette Street, Unit 664 in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, 19428, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done. And then you can get a copy of your medical records from your doctor. I know you're out of town right now, but they exist and you could get them. And then if you were to send them, you could send them either by mail or electronically. And then you don't have an emergency contact to put down. And all that's correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text and an email with the forms. Oh, sorry. Give me 1 second. I might be missing something. Let me make sure I got everything here. Here, just give me a moment. I'm going to try to send that over. It's just giving me an error message. So I'm going to try to work this out real quickly and double check that I got everything in there. Which I believe I did. So it might just be something I have to work around real quick. Hmm. Oh, you know what? Sorry. It says on average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer prior to diagnosis? I put 5-6. It's making me choose one of the two. So we'll just say about 5, okay?
Okay.
There we go. Well, that was my fault. Sorry to make you wait there. Now, you're going to go ahead and receive a text and an email with the forms. There we go. And then you could be a part of the hair relaxer lawsuit there. Give me 1 second while it confirms. Okay, great. So go ahead and pull out your phone. You can put me on speaker if you'd like, and I can go ahead and walk you through the forms real quickly. They're really short. It's just to make sure you verify your information is correct, which it should be. I think we are pretty careful with that.
What kind of SMS messages? Hello? Hello?
Sorry about that. I accidentally muted you there. So, So it's going to be from Mass Tort Strategies. My name is Martin Critchfield, and it should have a link in there to the DocuSign.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's asking me, do I agree to future SMS messages?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm not sure if it matters. I mean, I would say yes. It's from DocuSign, and then I think it might even be so that they can contact you by text with the attorney. You know, I have to ask specifically what that one is. Exactly. I would just say yes for now, just because we have trusted partners. It's just us and them. But yes, I would say the more of the communication, the better. I'm going to get a specific answer on that one, though, too. Sorry about that.
Okay. What's the law firm?
Yeah, so it's Pulaski A4D, and I'm going to give you their information as well so that you can actually – they should be contacting you within the next 12 to 24 hours. And if not, I want you to contact them just so you can go ahead and have a conversation with them. And then they'll be representing you there. I'm going to give you a text while you do that, okay? Just let me know if you need any help with anything in the meantime. Okay, so I just gave you their contact information on your phone, too.
In the event that my address changes, how do I update that?
Oh, yeah, you could just tell the attorneys. I just sent you their number right now. So, I mean, this is just the intake form. This isn't to, like, file anything, right? This is just so you can be a part of it. They're going to contact you and make sure that they, you know, go over everything and, you know, because I'm not an attorney, right? So this is just to make sure this is the initial intake. We're careful. I get the, like, clerical work out of the way, because then they can actually help you in the right way. Since they're attorneys, their time's probably a little more valuable than mine. So, yeah, just ask them. You could just ask them. I'm sure they'll help you out with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. almost finished. I've finished.
Okay, and then I'll be checking on my side too, okay? Okay, I believe I see it. Sakia Harris. All right, excellent. Yep, it is completed. All right, and so you'll go ahead and get a call from them within the next, I would say, 12 to 24 hours. You know, if not, you can go ahead and give them a call back. You did get my text message, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's great. So, you know, other than that, let me know if you have any questions. You can still text me back at that number, you know what I mean? And I'll try to get you connected if you have any difficulty there. Usually, that's not an issue. But, yeah, do you have any other questions for me?
No. No. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you a really good recovery, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, you know, and headed into the new year. I wish you a Happy New Year, too, okay?
Thank you as well.
Thank you, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye now.